Hello, I'm Lewis of Opinion Research and a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis.
Okay, just a couple, because I'm making dinner, okay? I'm late tonight cooking dinner, so go ahead. It's going to take more than 5 minutes.
Well, for quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded, and before we begin, you tell me. You already told me you're not driving, and you are in a place where you can park safely, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm in the kitchen.
Is this Marcia Epler?
Yes, it is.
And would like to continue in English or Spanish?
Well, I sure don't understand Spanish, so I made sure it's English.
Okay, no problem. And is anyone in your household employed by newspaper, television, radio station, or a political party, or by a candidate for a political office?
No, not yet.
And what year were you born?
Do you really want to know? 46.
It's that 1946?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
I'm young and so.
And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage?
White.
Okay. Now, what is the last grade that you completed in school?
12.
Okay. So would that be high school? Some high school or high school graduate?
Oh, just put some high school. Yeah, just put some high school. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Do you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Understood. And next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
Strongly disapprove.
Understood. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Oh, wait a minute, for what?
State assembly.
Oh, who is it? I don't even know. Probably Republican, but I don't even know who is running.
Well, you can say Republican, Democratic.
Republican, yeah.
Okay. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, you can just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. Donald Trump.
Oh, are you starting with Donald Trump?
Yes.
Oh, I favor him, yes. I will vote for him, yes.
Esmeralda Soria.
I didn't understand what you said.
The name is Esmeralda Soria.
I don't know. I don't really know her.
Okay, and Kamala Harris.
Never.
Is that unfavorable or never heard
of
her?
Oh, really unfavorable. I don't like that at all.
Oh, and what about Joanna Garcia Rose?
No, I don't know that one either.
Understood. Now moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Voter security, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, taxes, homelessness, jobs in the economy, crime and public safety, health care, education, or abortion?
All of the above, all of them are important.
Could you mention one is the most important to you? Like economy, inflation, the cost of living.
The cost of living is good. That's good.
Well, in that case,
what?
I'll take your answers, just as you said it. So thank you. And thinking ahead.
Wait a minute. Are you through asking me questions?
Oh no, I'm just saying that you said all of the above. I will take that as an answer.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you said you weren't going to take my answers anymore.
Oh, no.
I'm
that's,
sorry.
That's,
okay.
If you allow me to continue thinking ahead of the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not all at all interested and 10 means you're extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
I'm 10. I'm interested in them, yes.
10. Okay. And next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Oh, definitely Donald Trump.
Understood. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? John Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
I don't know those. I don't know them. So I can't answer that.
Understood. Moving on, would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off the wrong track?
It's off the track right now, but I'm sure it can come around.
Understood. Well, next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, or stayed the same?
Probably increase a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, understood. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Oh, sure I have.
Okay, well, next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each, each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. That makes much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference to vote for her.
Probably no difference at all. I'm not going to.
Right. Understood. And Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one-strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Also the same type of answers.
Oh, are you asking if I vote for her for that? Yes.
Yes, would that make it much more likely, somewhat more likely?
No, much more likely, yes. I agree with her 100%.
Got it. And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that be much more, somewhat more? Like the same answers.
Same answer.
Much more likely.
Mm-hmm.
Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, and or corruption she finds.
What was the question?
It's the same, just like much more likely to vote or not, or no difference.
No difference, no.
Okay. Understood. And the same type of answers for this as well. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong.
That would be nice if they did, but they don't do that.
And what would you consider? Would it make it much more likely, less likely, or no difference for you to vote for her?
No difference.
Understood. Well, and now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, a Republican auditor and mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
The Republican.
Understood. And next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly, or as well, it can make no difference, just like the previous questions. So this is the statement. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of dollars worth of taxpayer funder benefits. Would that make
the
it more likely?
I would not, no, I don't. I wouldn't do it anyway.
Would that make no difference to you to vote for her?
Yes, no difference. I'm sorry. No difference. Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, remember the answers can be much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference.
No difference.
And then Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. What would be
less likely?
Less likely?
But no difference. No difference.
No difference. Oh, okay. And Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay her for her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaigns ads, or even some Soria's personal expenses. Would that make it more, less, or no difference to vote for her?
I would not vote for her, so you can answer it however you want to.
I understand. Almost done with those questions. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the tax, the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of that. Same time.
Wouldn't vote for her. Nope.
And understood. When politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she has romantically been involved with. What would be your answer there?
I wouldn't vote for her. I wouldn't vote for her, no.
Would you keep it in much less likely or no difference?
No difference.
And also, Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of health care that would raise taxes and Medicare as we know it, and result in California's being kicked off their private health insurance. What would be your answer for that?
Absolutely not. I mean, never. No, I wouldn't vote for it. No.
So would that be much less likely or no different?
Much less.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I was forgetting. Okay.
And that would, now that you have heard some more information of the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat state assembly member?
The first one. What was her name?
Her name is Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican.
Okay. Yes,
that would be her. And just to finalize, now that I have just a few questions for statistic purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
A Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
Strong.
Understood. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be a conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
And would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very.
And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
I think it's wrong, so probably, I don't know which one I'm going to answer, but no, I think it's very awful that they would even consider doing that. So what am I trying to say? I don't like
You don't like, which one would you consider to be? Pro-life or pro-choice?
Yes. I'm sorry, pro-life. I misunderstood the question.
Oh, that's okay. I understood your answer. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against the candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. So would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Let me repeat the question. Would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion?
Basically, yes. I mean, no, I wouldn't.
Okay, I understand. So you would not. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Trump.
Well, this concludes our survey, and I thank you so much for your participation and your time. I hope you have a good dinner and have a good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for understanding me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.